This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I think this all caught our eye. There are headlines where we have Amazon and scandal in the same headline. It was like, ooh, what's going on with Amazon? Amazon is probably one of the biggest monster octopus companies out there. I fall victim to Amazon all the time. I just shop for everything on Amazon. It's cheaper. I could figure out how to get free shipping. I love Amazon. You know, my husband has Amazon Prime. I don't even use the Amazon Prime because I usually get enough stuff that gets the free shipping. I am a slave to Amazon. And Amazon is taking over so many businesses and taking over so much of the market that when you do hear that quote, there's a scandal going on. Ooh. That just gets us all fired up and excited. So here's the scoop. They say Amazon is destroying massive amounts of as new and returned items in Germany. Now, this is a report coming out of Germany in the Business Weekly called Wirtschaftswoche. And I guess there's a news show called Frontal 21. Now, I don't know if this is happening in other countries. My guess is what happens in Germany happens in other. I mean, my guess is, you know, Amazon has certain protocols. And they say that the types of items being destroyed go way beyond the, quote, health and personal care products that Amazon claims they are destroying when people return them for sanitary reasons. So what's happening is Amazon says, look, if somebody is going to return a shampoo bottle, a soap, a deodorant, I mean, we're going to destroy it because we're not going to give it to somebody else. And that's good, and they should. They should, you can't trust it. Somebody could have sullied it. So, you know, they can't just turn around and give, you know, their sanitary issues. I get that. But they're talking about washing machines, smartphones, and furniture being destroyed. Now, this revolution drew an angry response from the German government. They said, what? And environmental campaigners. Sorry, my grandmother spoke German. What? Why you do? I don't know why I do. You know, do. Why? Anyway, according to Jochen Flossvarth, they say this is a huge scandal. See, they're using the term scandal. He's from the German Environment Ministry called Wirtschaftswoche. We are consuming these resources despite all the problems in the world. This approach is not in step with our times. Greenpeace's Kristen Brode said there is a need for a new law on banning the waste and destruction of firsthand and usable goods. Now, I don't understand this. If you get a smartphone, why would you give it away as a gift? What, are they taking a hammer to these things? I don't get that. Amazon Germany, as opposed to Amazon US or Amazon France, Amazon Germany sent a statement that is committed to minimizing product waste and has multiple programs in place to achieve this. Some returned items are resold through Amazon Warehouse, some are recycled, and some are donated to charity. Thank you. Although they can't do that with food. They go, where products cannot be sold, resold, or donated, we work with wholesale liquidators who buy these goods and resell them through other channels. So I'm not sure what's happening to smartphones and washing machines. This kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. But apparently the reason why Germany's upset is they say that the Amazon employees have destroyed goods worth tens of thousands of euros on a daily basis. So how is a company doing so well doing something like that? I don't really know. Now, I do a lot of self-reflecting. I think you guys have diagnosed me with tons of different things. And the one thing I haven't really admitted to you guys that I do, that I think may be pathologic, that I probably need to work on, is I don't like to throw anything out. I'm not necessarily a hoarder, but if I have a flashlight or a ruler or a pen, I will not throw it out. I won't. Unless the pen is dry or the ruler is broken, even a broken mirror, I will reuse. I think I was traumatized so much when I was younger, being poor, that I always think it's going to happen to me again. And I want to be ready and have that mirror and have that ruler. And if you really want to, if we're really going to psychoanalyze me, if you really want to know what just destroys me and makes me, like, so upset, is having to pay twice for something that I already have at home when I didn't need to pay twice. I only like to buy something once and then be done. So, like, let's say I was engaged to somebody and they lost the ring and I had to buy them a second ring, that relationship would be over. Or I would be so destroyed that I would not call it an engagement ring. I would call it a different type of ring just so I technically didn't pay twice for something. That's just me. I don't know what you would psychoanalyze that as. But that's just something that I see, look how open I am to you guys. I know, you thought I was a nymphomaniac. No, I'm not. It's nothing to do with sex. No. I can live, I don't live without it, it's fine. But for me, oh my gosh. If I see my kids throw something out that is good, that is usable, that I spent money on, I go crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a waste. I will dig through the garbage for a 99-cent ruler. I don't like to throw out good things. Now, I'd love to donate them. I'd love to, donate them or whatever, but not to throw stuff out. It's just, to me, a waste. And you know, money and goods are so precious. So something like this, you know, you're like, okay, why did they call it a scandal? Well, because maybe somebody like me is watching that and just absolutely horrified, you know? I mean, I've seen people take squirt guns and shoot at their dog, and you could think that's cruel. And the dog, well, oh, give me more water. I think it's cruel to destroy a washing machine that works. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So more than a third of American adults take prescription drugs that actually are linked to depression. We wonder why so many people are depressed. Maybe it's because of all the medicine we're taking. Well, some of you are like, yeah, well, I'm not taking narcotics, so that won't make me depressed. Well, what about heartburn? How many of you guys take heartburn medications? I took a Prilosec yesterday. I did. I had some Hebrew National salami. It was delicious. I knew it would come back to haunt me later that night, so I took a Prilosec. Heartburn medication can make you depressed. Contraceptive hormones. Hormones for your muscles. That can make you depressed. Steroids can make you depressed. Blood pressure medications. This is according to a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association. The study found that people who took multiple drugs associated with possible increased risk of depression were more likely to be depressed. And researchers couldn't distinguish whether the medications were the actual cause or isn't that people with a history of depression are going to be more inclined to have these issues and then need the medications. So, like, for example, let's say I was depressed. I don't feel depressed. I'm really happy. I'm in a good mood. I lost another pound. I'm really happy girl. Okay? Didn't have to put on the tight Spanx. I could put my looser Spanx on. So I'm like really, really excited. Good day. But let's say I've been masking depression all this time by eating carbs, pizza, and salami. And what if I was in a bad mood yesterday? So to get myself out of that funk, I ate a half a, what's it called? Log of salami. And then I take the Prilosec. You see what I mean? So that could be an issue. So this study found that those who take multiple drugs associated with a possible increased risk of depression are going to be more likely to be depressed. The work is part of a provocative and growing body of research that documents how polypharmacy, the use of multiple prescription drugs at the same time, has risen in the U.S. The number of Americans taking at least five prescription drugs at the same time rose sharply between 1999 and 2012. The elderly are particularly at risk for dangerous interactions between drugs. Some of you guys have sent me your medication list, and woo, polypharmacy, man, there's like 10 things on your list. But hold the phone. Don't feel bad. We've talked about polypharmacy. First of all, we start this whole polypharmacy thing on our little infants. You know, we're told as parents and grandparents, oh, it's okay to give them six shots at once. We could give them the six shots. We could give them the hepatitis and the HIV and the Prevnar and the, we could do that. And you're like, really? Yeah. They could get all the shots, polio, that's fine. I go, but you can do it all at once? Yeah, the kids are going to be fine. So we're making such a big deal about polypharmacy and taking all these medicines together as adults, but we could do it with kids with the vaccines? Yeah, it's safe. And the funny thing is it is safe. The kids do fine. Get the vaccine. I mean, there's so many vaccines. The kids would be really traumatized if every month of their life they have to get one single shot. So we give them a bunch of shots every 2, 4, 6 months, then year, then maybe we'll do a booster at 15 months for those, anybody that misses it, then at 4, you know, so we are at 1 year's and then, yeah, 1 year and then 4. And so, and then we do a booster pertussis at 12, and then we have their meningitis at 18, and then we also have the HPV. So it's easier to just give everybody a bunch at once. Now, in the olden days, there wasn't a lot of medication. With diabetes, my great-grandfather had diabetes, so he was told he could only have 10 grapes a day. That was it. No more than 10 grapes. We just did restriction. You know, I mean, he still died of diabetic complications. Same thing with blood pressure. We didn't have a lot of blood pressure medication, so we could only do so much when it came to this. But now, wow, we could lower your blood pressure. We could lower your blood sugar. We could treat your psoriasis. We could lower your cholesterol. We could help you with your pain. We could give you medication like aspirin to prevent heart disease or prevent stroke. We could replace some of your lost hormones. I mean, so the average person who's over 50 takes either or all a blood pressure medicine, medicine for sugar, medicine for cholesterol, medicine for hormones or erectile dysfunction or hair loss, vitamins, maybe a medicine for osteoporosis, a medicine for heartburn, medicine for headache or pain, medication for their skin. That's kind of a common thing. And some people, just one medicine doesn't do it for their blood pressure. They need two. They need a combo. Same thing with diabetes or even their cholesterol. So now, because we're treating things and we're living longer, I mean, we got 90-year-olds running around out there on the dating scene. I see you guys out there. I live in Vegas. I'm like, dang. I'm like, how old are you? Like, I'm 85. How old are you? And by the way, I love how 80-year-old men hit on me. They use older terms. And I find it fascinating that women would fall for that, but they do. like the other day, one had said that he wanted to get into my pants. And I, that's like a very old, that's an older term. I think they used to use it in the 70s. And I mean, it's for you and I, we're like, okay, that's not really, you know, stimulating at all. You know, I think I'm going to pass. But I guess what women out there would go, oh, yes, that sounds wonderful. Didn't anybody use lines? You know, like, oh, man, you are so beautiful. And, you know, I may only have one life to live, one day to live. And if I'm going to do it, I want to spend the whole time with you in my arms. I mean, what about something like that? Not this, you know, getting into someone's pants. But anyway, it's fascinating when they hit on you. It's fascinating, right? And they don't care. They don't care if they get turned down. So they could just say it. They don't care. You know, whereas a 20-year-old boy, oh, he's going to be crushed to death. You know, he's like, oh, my gosh, she said no. But these guys, they don't care. Like, I got nothing to lose. They're good gamblers. And I'm going to just throw it out there. And they win. So anyway, so going back to polypharmacy, the fact that the average person is taking 5 prescription drugs doesn't shock me. And remember, I love pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies and pills. I love that we have these medications. I know you guys can't stand hearing that from a doctor because most shows out there, health shows, are anti-prescriptions. But I got to tell you, you know, here's my father who didn't really want to take any medicine and he dropped dead of a heart attack at age 62. If any of you guys are in your 70s and 80s and you're doing great and you haven't had a heart attack because you're taking a cholesterol medication, because you're taking a blood pressure medication, because you're taking your medication, then I'm going to love that medication. I will do the pill dance. I don't care. I'll put the pill on a pedestal. So, yep. So, back to this polypharmacy. What if you guys do not want to be a part of the whole polypharmacy party? And you want to be off medication. There was a study that analyzed a detailed survey of thousands of American adults taken every 2 years between 2005 and 2014, which people opened their medicine cabinets and showed researchers all the prescription drugs they had taken the last month. Right? They were also assessed for depression. They found that 37% of U.S. adults on average took medications associated with the side effects of depression. And what if you think that some of your medication could be causing that? Well, I really want you guys to enhance your relationship with your primary care provider, okay? The average primary care provider may not realize that you're taking a lot of medication. That primary care provider may just be giving you your blood pressure medication. So according to them, they are writing you one medicine. Yeah, they have a medication list, and they know you're taking other things, but we primary care doctors, we are not going to mess around with the specialists. If you're an endocrinologist is giving you something for your thyroid and your diabetes, and your heart doctor is giving you something for your heart, an antiarrhythmic or whatever, or your gynecologist is giving you some hormones, or your prostate doctor is giving you something for the prostate, your urologist, there is no way I'm going to mess with that. Now, I know you guys think we primary care docs are tough folk, and we are. Oh, trust me, I have no problem having it out with a specialist. However, the one thing I am fearful of and my knees tremble at the sight of is a prosecuting attorney for malpractice. And so if I decided to take you off of medication, because you're like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm on too many, and I decide to take you off of something, and you end up having a heart attack or you end up having an issue, the specialist will say, I gave him the medicine. She's the one that took him off. Now, I did take a person off of medication. I took them off their hormones. I didn't like that the doctor was giving them hormones. I didn't like the patient's blood pressure. I took them off. Patient's blood pressure normalized. Patient loved me. But she later developed breast cancer. Family thought that the hormones are what caused the breast cancer. So they wanted to sue me also. Because they thought I gave her the hormones. I never gave the hormones. I'm the one that took her off. So I will make decisions based on if I think you're going to try to sue my pants off. Well, how's that for romance? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump arrived home from Singapore today with a written pledge that dictator Kim Jong-un would completely denuclearize North Korea. But you can count Senator Marco Rubio as one of the folks who's not convinced that Kim will give up his nukes.
Well, I'm skeptical about Kim Jong-un, and we should be. Everyone should be. The president, as I said, is optimistic, and he needs to be. He's the guy negotiating, and you know he needs to make the other side feel like he's serious about getting something done. But for the rest of us who are watching and know the history of North Korea, we should be skeptical. This is a country that's made promises before and has broken them.
Democrats are hoping to take back the Senate and the House during the 2018 midterm elections. Michael Loftus, he's a comedian. He explains why going to Hollywood for help when it comes to winning over voters might not be the best idea for Democrats.
I find it just hilarious. Like, how horrible are you as a political party if you don't, like, wake up knowing what it is you want to do?
This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't know if I would call ADD medication an antipsychotic, but according to this one report, they're saying that ADHD drugs may fuel obesity in children, and commonly prescribed antipsychotic pills will derail the metabolism in teens, raising their diabetes risk. They say the number of children on antipsychotics have increased sixfold in recent years, and one-third of American children are obese. And they say these drugs are known to cause weight gain. And that, no, the study's an American study. It comes from Washington University and Florida Atlantic University. Found that in just 12 weeks, children on the drugs rapidly gained weight. So they're calling ADHD drugs antipsychotics. I don't like to use that term. Sometimes we use the antipsychotic class as a medication that affects behavior. Antipsychotic medications affect behavior, and maybe that's why the ADHD medicines fall into that. But do not infer that having attention deficit means you're psychotic, okay? Just because this article writes it as such. They say, though the rise has leveled off somewhat, recent years have seen a six-fold increase in antipsychotic prescriptions for children, with many of those written as off-label treatments for ADHD and disruptive behavior disorders. Simultaneously, more and more children are becoming overweight and obese. Today, one in three people are under 18 are either overweight or obese. We'll talk about that in a sec. For those children who are both overweight and on alternative medications for their ADHD, the drugs may be partly to blame for their body mass indexes, according to a study from Florida Atlantic University in Washington. Now, not all children with ADHD, they say, are aggressive or disruptive, and not all children with so-called disruptive behavioral disorders have ADHD. But there is fair among overlap. There is a fair overlap. They have a typo there. In these cases, typical ADHD medicines like Ritalin or Adderall are often insufficient. And they say, though these children do not have psychotic disorders, doctors may prescribe these kids antipsychotic drugs. Now, antipsychotic drugs that are out there may be more prone to causing weight gain. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. But I've seen people with attention deficit being more inclined to be obese. And I think it could be a few things. One is the boredom. You know, so when you get bored, when I get bored, I reach for the candy. I'm not hungry, I'm bored. So I eat when I'm bored. And I'm hyperactive. So it could be that. Everybody thinks, well, a hyperactive person is going to be super skinny. Well, a hyperactive person, when they want to keep busy, they may eat. It's an activity that you could do. And then all of a sudden you eat all these calories and you're like, well, wait a second here. I'm still bored. So it could be that. Another thing that could also be happening is you're more impulsive. So somebody that has a issue with hyperactivity or attention deficit may be more impulsive. So when you see food, you're not going to think it through. Chew it slowly, break it up, divide it out, get it to go box. You'll just live for the day. Just do it. So that's an issue. 2012, about 1% of all children who visited a psychiatrist left the doctor's office with a prescription for one of these drugs. And most of these were meant to treat disruptive behavioral disorders. And among other side effects, obviously weight gain is a part of it. We've talked about how I think we've had an over-medication of kids with attention deficit. There's a lot of pushes by schools for these kids to learn and conform and be a part of the class. Teachers are overworked. Schools are understaffed. And so as soon as there's a problem, the parents get called. And if mom and dad are working, or it's only a single parent home, it's not like the olden days where you could bring the kid home, have them sit down, talk to them at the dinner table, work with them. It's not like that. Most people don't even eat dinner altogether. You know, we're a really fragmented family. And so an easier choice for parents may be to follow the recommendation of the school, have them see a medical provider. If the medical provider goes, well, yeah, you know, they look like they do have some elements of attention deficit. Do you want to try this and see? But here's my problem with trials of ADHD medication if the person really doesn't need it. My problem with it is let's say it does work. And for the average person, the medicine works. Well, then if you're using it for fourth grade and fifth grade, how do you try to get them off in high school? The argument's like, well, they really need it in high school because high school is where it really counts because that's how they could get into college and scholarships. You're like, all right, well, we'll keep them on it in high school. Then here comes college. People are like, well, no, you know, I want to go to law school or I want to go to medical school or I want to, you know, get a degree in engineering. Now is not the time to stop the medicine. This is college. I need to concentrate. So you keep them on through college. Then they get a job. Well, I need to be able to do well at the job. Now's not the time to go off the medicine. So the question I would ask to the parents is if they wanted the child to be put on a medication, When did they want the child taken off? Oh, later. I'm like, no. I would like to have a plan. If the child does well, what are you going to want to do sixth grade? What are you going to want to do seventh grade, eighth grade? If there are some things we could do from a behavioral standpoint, right, or a different teaching technique because the kids are bored just looking at a computer, I would rather do that than start them on a medication. And if you start them on a medication that resembles speed, people think that a lot of these kids will lose weight being on Ritalin and Adderall, and you can. But then it could mess with your metabolism, just like a diet pill, to the point that then when you take a medication, you're not, or when you eat, it's going to stick. You know, the body's like, wait a second, well, he's hardly eating. So if he does get food, we're going to really hold on to that food. And we're going to really hold on to those calories. So that's a concern. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A study's come out saying more than half of millennials expect to be millionaires someday. 53% of millennials believe they will one day be millionaires. No wonder we have so much depression. I never thought I was going to be a millionaire. I thought I was going to be poor. I hoped I wouldn't be. My goal was to make maybe $50,000 a year. I wanted to make $50,000 a year. Maybe $60,000. Yeah, that'd be so exciting. I didn't have those high goals. I just figured, I just wanted to get there and, you know, have a house and a dog and a cat and a Jeep. That's what I wanted. And I got that. I was very happy. But I see the younger people and they really want to be Mark Zuckerberg or Bezos or Bill Gates. That's what these kids want. And they really expect to make it big. Half reportedly believe they really eventually will become a millionaire. 25% say they're never going to marry. 30% plan on never having kids. Yet 1 in 5 report that they still rely on their parents for financial support. Also, in this survey, many expect to retire at the age of 56. When asked when they're going to start saving for retirement, they're not going to do that until their mid-30s. Well, that's kind of interesting. 17% still can't say they're financially independent from their parents. Most report they get cut off once they moved out of the house. So a lot of people don't want to move out of the house. And interesting that millennials have this optimism, considering that a lot of them that get a college degree can't do anything with it. But we really have a financially optimistic group. Now, maybe that's good. Maybe we do need them to see that there's, you know, some prize that they could go for. While the country's trying to push more towards socialism, 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 you know, people saying, look, you know, I want to be like, you know, Kylie Jenner. But that could also be really, confusing people. Because she's 20 years old, accumulated a fortune worth of $50 million, but she was born into money. She was able to do startup companies, etc. So find that fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Massachusetts has now sued the maker of prescription opioid painkiller OxyContin and its executives. As of this week, accusing the company is fueling the deadly drug abuse crisis by spinning a, quote, web of illegal deceit to boost profits. The lawsuit, which the state's attorney general says is the first to call out the names of company executives in connection with opioid deaths, comes as Purdue Pharma is already defending against lawsuits from several other states and local governments. Purdue Pharma and its executives built a multi-million dollar business based on deception and addiction. We're suing. That's according to Attorney General Maura Healey. The Massachusetts lawsuit names 16 current and former executives and board members, including CEO Craig Landau and members of the Sackler family who own Purdue. According to Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, she said their strategy was simple. The more drugs they sold, the more money they made, the more people died. This is according to them. I have my own commentary on this. The lawsuit alleges Purdue played down the risk of opioids and pushed prescribers to keep patients on the drugs longer. They pushed prescribers to keep patients on the drugs longer. I didn't realize they had that much power over us. While aggressively targeting vulnerable populations like the elderly and veterans, their strategy was simple. The more drugs they sold, the more money they made, and the more people died. We're going to talk about that. Purdue is vigorously denying the allegations. They say, we are disappointed, however, that in the midst of good faith negotiations with many states, the Commonwealth has decided to pursue a costly and protracted litigation process. We will continue to work collaboratively with the states towards bringing meaningful solutions. So Massachusetts lawsuit was filed in the Suffolk Superior Court, alleges that Purdue's leadership encouraged the company's deadly misconduct while lining their pockets. The sale of more than 70 million doses of prescription opioids in the state over the last decade brought in more than $500 million for the company. They're really concentrating on the money thing. And again, I'm not saying I want to defend Purdue, but okay, I need to call it like it is. Well, I'll finish with this first, then we'll talk. It was Purdue's executives, Healey says, who led and directed this illegal business model, leading to addiction and deception, to enrich a few while leaving the path of devastation and destruction in its wake. Wow. That's some pretty fancy words. According to Healey, more than 670 Massachusetts residents have died from Purdue's opioids since 2009. Okay. If 670 people did die from taking OxyContin, whether it's a side effect, whether it's a misuse of the medication, yes, Purdue could have some responsibility. But we need to take a step back and stop the rhetoric and stop the drama and look at what's going on. They say here, this was a very interesting quote. The more drugs they sold, the more money they made. Okay, well, that's how it works. You see, if you sell more washing machines, you're going to make more washing machines. So, yes, you're going to want to sell washing machines. It's a company. They're going to have a product. There's people in pain. They're going to market the product. They had every right to do this in 2009, 2010, 2011. Pharmaceutical companies were allowed to sell a drug that they researched and formulated. They're allowed to do that. That's not a crime. But they say the more money they made, the more people died. Okay. So now, these numbers, and my guess is the plaintiff and the district attorney is going to, or the attorney general, they're going to have data and compile proof, well, they'll need to, that taking OxyContin is what killed the person. Now, my question would be, was all these deaths somebody getting a prescription to treat debilitating pain? So, for example, let's say somebody has really severe diabetes to the point that they have severe diabetic neuropathy. And many severe diabetics don't live that long. They have a heart attack or issues with their sugar. And so if a diabetic who was taking OxyContin for severe diabetic neuropathy ended up dying, did they die because of the OxyContin if they were taking it, or did they die because of diabetes-related complications? Well, no. What if they say these 670 people who died were given the prescription by the doctor, they only took it for pain, And when they took the one or two, they died of. Okay, well, if there was a side effect, if the medication is lethal at the dose that Purdue is recommending, one every 8 hours or 12 hours or whatever, then that's a problem. Purdue needs to change the dosing right away. But if it wasn't that, and I don't suspect that it was, you really can't blame Purdue. Well, they got a hold of OxyContin, you know, they snorted it before the new formulation, and then they died. Well, if it's a person who wasn't prescribed the medication and got it, and then did something they weren't supposed to do with it, again, is that the pharmaceutical company's fault? If somebody takes bear aspirin, shoves bear aspirin up their butt, tries to light their butt on fire and fart with the bear aspirin and whatever and make fire cracking sounds, does bear aspirin get sued? Are they responsible for that behavior? And again, I'm not here to defend pharmaceutical companies, right, to the gill, but there's this huge bandwagon because there's a lot of money and people can sue. And when you can sue and there is money and you have a lot of public support for it, that's the jackpot. Why not? Well, why not is you got a lot of people out there that need medicine for pain. And they need pharmaceutical companies to continue to work to make medications that they could take. And my guess is every other company out there is watching what's happening to Purdue. And they're like, oh, you know what, let's just do cholesterol medication or another erectile dysfunction drug. No one's going to sue us for that. Well, we don't need any more cholesterol medications. We got a lot out there. I mean, unless you're going to do an HDL, you know, form of direct HDL. I mean, I don't really need any more hormones out there. I would really like to make sure that we have proper, medications that could properly treat pain such that people don't have to feel like they have to go to heroin. And what's happening with Purdue is going to scare the hell out of any company from doing that, from, you know, doing R&D on these medications. So, you know, they say that there were millions of pills, 70 million doses of prescription opioids in the state over the last decade. Well, how many millions of people live in Massachusetts? Over 10 years, 70 million pills or doses. That's not a lot. We calculated. We took some of these calculations when some of these pharmacies had to close. One pharmacy was forced to close down because they gave 25 prescriptions a day, we calculated, of chronic pain medication. So 25 people a day was visiting this pharmacy in the city. That's not way out of the ordinary. It stinks that 25 people a day felt they needed chronic medication and had to get a prescription filled that month. It's a lot of people, but not enough to have to close down the whole pharmacy, for crying out loud. So when they say 70 million doses, when you look at the pills and you divide it up among the state, and you have people there retired or in pain, it ends up not being a lot. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.